This is Ohana Means Family, written by Vampire Apple, read by Mistborn Hero, a One Piece Lilo and Stitch crossover featuring Sabo, Lilo Pelaki, and Stitch. It is tagged for Memories Unlocked Through Blunt Force Trauma. Lilo and Stitch just want to help. Rated for general audiences. Summary. Sabo comes across a little girl and a blue creature. They decide to help him, even though he really does not want their help. Or another concussion. Sabo raised an eyebrow at the little girl and the blue creature in front of him. They had walked out of the forest and were passing in front of him, seemingly unaware of his presence. They were almost past him when the girl paused and looked right at him and frowned. Several moments of silence stretched while they watched each other. The girl looked him up and down before nodding decisively. "You need cranial recalibration." Before Sabo could say anything or react, the blue creature picked him up and chucked him headfirst into a tree. What the? It took all of his willpower for Sabo not to swear in front of the little girl. The impact with the tree was a factor for him not finishing his sentence. A face full of tree was not conducive to speaking. He sat up and cradled his head in his hands. Ow! The little girl came up to him and poked him in the head. Sabo went cross-eyed. It didn't work. Stitch again. Sabo tried to scramble out of the way. Wait! The creature, Stitch apparently, grabbed Sabo's leg and started to beat him against the ground, trees, and boulders. You stupid thing, let me go! Sabo kicked the creature in the head with a hockey-covered boot. Dazed, it let him go. It shook its head, then looked at Sabo indignantly. Not stupid, cute and fluffy. Then it laughed. It was a maniacal laugh, and Sabo shivered. He really couldn't argue the cute and fluffy part, but he really didn't want to get thrown around either. Hey, Stitch is not stupid. Sabo turned to look at the little girl. The last thing he remembered was a rock flying at his face. Sabo woke up. He was lying on a soft bed, covers tucked in around him. For several horrible heartbeats, Sabo had no idea what was happening, who he was, where he was, nothing. Then his memories came flooding back. All of them. Along with a massive headache. Sabo dug his palms into his eyes and swore under his breath. The yelling from elsewhere in the house was not helping. Lilo, you have to stop doing this. He did not recognize the woman's voice, though he did recognize the annoyed tone of an older sibling. He needed help. That was the little girl from before, Lilo, apparently. She sounded highly offended. Help! That was the blue creature, Stitch. You said we should help people in need. Giving people concussions is not helping. They started to bicker, and Sabo tuned them out. He'd had a long practice with Ace and Luffy's bickering. Speaking of his brothers, he needed to find them. They had a decade worth of catching up to do. He looked around the room, trying to figure out where he was. His hat was on the table next to him, his jacket folded on a chair, and his pipe against the wall. He most likely wasn't a captive if his things were still here, nor was he tied up. That was a positive sign.
Oh, you're awake.
Sava's head whipped around. There was a man with fancy hair about his age in the doorway. How had Sava missed him?
I'll go tell Nanny.
Sava wondered if he was still missing memories. He did not recognize the man or know a nanny. Then he felt a bolt of panic, wondering if his haki was gone. He tested them both. Nope, he still had them. Never want to be passive, Sava hauled himself out of the bed. He was a little unsteady, but grabbed his belongings. He wandered out of the room and walked down a hallway and came to the top of the stairs. At the bottom was Lilo, a Stitch, fancy hair guy, and a woman about his age. That was probably Nanny. Lilo noticed him first. See? He's fine! She pointed at him.
Fine!
Stitch echoed, looking pleased with himself. Nanny rolled her eyes at her sister and then turned her attention to Sava.
I am so sorry about my sister. Are you okay?
Yes, I need to go, though. I have to find my brothers.
Lilo perked up at this.
Ohana!
Sava blinked at her. Ohana means family, and family means no one gets left behind. She narrowed her eyes at him. Or forgotten.
Ohana!
Stitch looked delighted. Nanny rolled her eyes again.
David, can you go get some food?
Fancy hair guy, David, perked up.
I'll make milkshakes.
I'll supervise, Lilo declared. She and Stitch followed David into the kitchen. Nanny gave Sava an assessing look.
Are you really okay?
Yeah, I really am.
Sava smiled at her.
Your sister let me remember my brothers. She gave me my world back.
Yeah, she can be special like that.
Nanny smiled at him.
If you don't want to be stuck here for the next few hours, you should probably leave quietly and quickly.
Sava smiled.
Thank you.
Follow me. She led him to the door and gave him directions back to the beach.
Come back and visit when you can.
Sava tipped his hat.
I will. He grinned. I might even bring my brothers. My little brother is crazy. He would probably get along great with Lilo.
Nami laughed quietly and waved goodbye.
Later.
Sava waved and headed to the beach. He had some brothers to find.
Several weeks later, Sava landed on the Moby Dick and got into a fistfight with the 2nd Division commander, much to the confusion of the other Whitebeards.
A week after that, the Straw Hats got a visit from Luffy's older brother and a blonde guy. They weren't sure why their captain became a sobbing mess and wrapped around the new guy in a rubbery-limbed cocoon. But they were wise to the ways of Luffy and didn't question it.
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024. I want to thank Vampire Apple for giving me permission to podfic this and even adding blanket permission to their profile. I am always happy when that happens. It's like such a nice feeling to be like someone's first podfic and also the person who makes them add permission. Like, it's just nice.
So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.